God is in us. Good morning and welcome. Welcome, listeners. I'm Katharina Vidi, and this is Listen Up. Jesus is on the air. I'm so happy to be here with you today. We have a whole table full here. I'm just looking around. We have my friend Megan Camarda.
Good morning, everybody.
Yay. We have Andrea and Martha.
Good morning.
And Amanda, all from St. Catherine's Church in Franklin Square. And they came today, and we're going to be discussing last year's pilgrimage to Krakow, to Poland, and Fatima in Portugal. And it'll be great because we'll be talking. This year is the 100th anniversary that Our Lady was appearing. Was appearing in Fatima. She started in 1917 to three shepherd children. And we're just going to be discussing that. And if you would like to call in or text in, our call-in number is 631-888-8811. And the text-in number is 516-784-6081. And it was so funny. I just wanted to mention when I saw Amanda the other day at church, and I thought, and I just saw her, and I was like, oh wait, she'd be good for the radio show. Let me ask if she could come. And she's so happy. She was like, oh, I feel so honored right now. I feel like that guy, what's his name, Nelson Mandela. it was so funny, and I'm so happy. Well, I'm so honored that you're here today, and that you're going to share with us. And tell us how old you are, Amanda.
I am 15.
15.
Wow.
Yes.
Great. And last year in July, was that your first World Youth Day experience?
Yes, this was my first.
Great. Oh, so how did that make you feel? You were, you know.
I was excited to leave the average church and go into a more spiritual environment that I could grow in, because I knew so many miracles that had happened there. So I was excited to encounter so many youth as well.
Great. That helped you. Do you feel that that helped you grow in your faith, or just, that helped with the excitement, right, about your faith? And
I feel like I definitely grew deeper within my relationship, because I saw how many teens there were there, and I felt, wow, I'm not the only Catholic teenager that feels this deeply. Like, there are others out in the world, and look how many there are here that are worshiping the Lord. So that was really empowering.
Yeah. And let's just mention, for those who may not know what the World Youth Day is, it was started by Pope John Paul II, Saint John Paul II, to for young people all across the world to meet and share their faith in Jesus Christ and love in communion with one another. So every 3 years it happens in a different country throughout the world. And it's just so incredible, because millions of young people are there, young and old alike, you know, everybody. And it's usually one day where the Pope goes and celebrates Mass in the morning. It's pretty much like a sleepover. The night before, there's adoration and evening prayer with the Pope. And then there is it's a sleepover. It's a vigil, essentially. And then in the morning, the Pope celebrates Mass and is there with the young people to encourage them and inspire, and just for everybody there. And I think for me, I was just thinking about the World Youth Day, just knowing that you're there where the Pope is was just inspiring for me, because his homily was just so touching for me. He encouraged young people especially to be active, to be alive, to have your faith be at work, especially with charitable works. I liked an image that he said was, don't be a couch potato, like, you know, get up and do stuff and help people. And I guess there's just so many little ways that we could do that, like visiting a neighbor, a sick neighbor, or just, you know, helping in little ways that all of us can do that, to that call to be missionaries. So yeah, that is great. So you saw the young people, Amanda, and that really helped you. Was there any particular moments that you really felt, wow, like this pilgrimage really changed me? Does anything come to mind?
Mm-hmm. When we had gone to Fatima to see the miracle of Santarem, when we had walked up the stairs, those very long stairs, to see the actual miracle, it smelled like roses to me. And I've been so devout to our mother lately, and I know that she has the roses, and just I smelt it, and I kept asking all the kids there, do you guys smell the roses? And they said, no, I don't smell anything. And for me, that was so amazing, because I know Mary just loves us and is always covering us with her mantle, so I felt very close to her at that moment. And then I saw the miracle in which Jesus was there bleeding. So that was empowering for me, just to see and feel God there with us.
And just let's remind our listeners what Santarem was. It's a little part of the Eucharist that is bleeding, that there's actual blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And it's in like a glass case, and that happened in Portugal. So like on our way to Fatima, we were able to stop there. So That's amazing. They say that when you smell roses, it's the presence of the Mary. Blessed Mother, right?
Yeah.
That's great. And we have Martha here as well, Amanda's mom. And how about for you, Martha? Was this your first World Youth Day?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. This was my first World Youth Day. I started this journey very excited. It was a blessing in disguise, because I was asked to be a chaperone, you know, as a mother, and to go along. And then as a blessing from God, my husband decided to come as well. He was also a chaperone. And then we went on this pilgrimage to World Youth Day with my daughter Amanda. And we also brought along our youngest daughter, who at the time was 10 years old. So this was a beautiful thing for us. I went there very excited, not knowing anything. I had really high expectations. And I was just asking questions, you know, how is this going to be? And I heard it was a little bit tough, you know, the pilgrimage to World Youth Day, and that we had to sleep out and we had to walk a lot. I prayed a lot. We thanks to our priest, our good friend, Father Johnny, he prepared us spiritually. We did a lot of praying with the children just to get them prepared. But I didn't think at all that something like this was going to change me spiritually. I thought it was more catered to the children, to the youth.
Mm-hmm.
But as a parent, this like transformed me in so many ways, where I came back just different, you know, just feeling and looking at our youth in a different way, and how they've helped our church and how they're transforming it now. So to me, I will never forget this pilgrimage, this World Youth Day. And if I didn't do it when I was much younger, I know why. I was blessed to share this with my daughter, with my family.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. And how about for you, Martha? Was there any particular moments that really stood out to you, or did you have any favorite parts of the pilgrimage? I know everything was so amazing.
Yes, everything. If I always go through my pictures and I tear up just thinking about the days that I spent there. You know, it was tough. It was tough, the traveling, and then, you know, you're taking care of other children, and then you're looking at your children, you know, your children. And it was many days away from home, but there are so many places that we visited. You know, we went to Poland. We went to go see the, you know, St. John Paul II churches, the Basilica there, St. Maximilian Kolbe. That really touched my heart, and how someone could just give up their life for someone else. And we visited Auschwitz, which was something incredible, and that the children were able to see that, you know. When we went to World Youth Day, the excitement, and then how we saw so many youth gather internationally, and that when you come to your home and you see children at church, and you know that in a way they're there because their parents are taking them, you know, or they're kind of, you know, brought there. But at an event like this, where the youth are coming on their own because they want to encounter Jesus, it's just overwhelming. From there, we bounced over to Fatima, which was just amazing as well. I had never pictured anything like that, that you really do feel the presence of our Blessed Mother, and that you just want to leave everything behind and just stay there.
It's so peaceful, right?
It is. It's just a different world. I actually said to my husband, if I could, I could just live here. But the one thing that really did touch me was we attended the Night of Mercy at the Turan Center one night, and they had a performance there from Matt Maher and mm-hmm. Audrey Assad. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. They had a Eucharistic adoration, and I will never forget that in my life, just looking at the children and how some of them really were touched. And that night, Bishop Barron gave a speech, and how I personally received a message from it, and thinking that it was towards the children, but how a word can be so powerful that it can touch many ages. And basically what he said, he spoke about the cross, and how the cross is love, and how Jesus goes into our sin and he picks us up, and, you know, he transforms us. And I'll never forget the last thing he said, where he told the youth, is that they're supposed to go forth and transform. And, you know, I prayed a lot about that, especially for our children that we went in our youth ministry, that they can come back to our parish and they could grow and multiply. And that's what they're supposed to feel, that they themselves are disciples, that just looking at the lives of many other of the saints that we witnessed, you know, St. Faustina, St. John Paul II, Maximilian Kolbe, they were ordinary people like we are. And if they truly believe in God, in Jesus, in our church, that anything can happen. And to this day, when I see them, I know that each, every one of them were touched, and they are living the world of discipleships, you know?
That's amazing. Yeah, I remember that night too. And I actually wrote a little note here for myself, that was one, I was really blessed to be able to go on the pilgrimage as well. And that night there was a song, there was some music as well, and I had never heard of the song. I knew the sentence from St. Augustine when he said, Lord, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. And Amanda's smiling. That's your favorite too?
That's my favorite song.
Really?
By All Sons and Daughters, Rest in You.
Really?
It was the words by him.
Oh, wow. See, like, I never heard that song ever until I was there. And it's so good because it just repeats, Lord, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee.
He can't change, but he changes us.
He changes us. And it was just so inspiring for me because it's true. You know, we search for God and we want to be loved. And we're all made to be loved and to receive that love from God. And for me, that's especially for young people, we search for it sometimes in the wrong places, or we don't really know or believe that God loves us, but it's true, you know. And that song really touched me that night, and I saw other young people like crying, and it was very very touching. So it was great. Okay, so let's see. So Megan,
hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
let's pass it on to you. So what? I know you didn't go on the pilgrimage. But
yeah. So I've never mm-hmm. experienced it, but you know, hearing more and more about it, really, just hearing about it definitely touches me already, and really inspires me to want to go eventually and have that experience, and you know, and hopefully hopefully it's something that I, you know, I can experience soon, and you know, in the near future. It just, you know, sounds very touching, and I think it really, for anybody, it will help them, you know, open themselves to the Lord, really have a better understanding of their spirituality, and really just get in touch with Jesus a lot better, and you know, it just sounds just amazing.
Good. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite saints or any places that, even from what we discussed, that you would want to go, or just in general?
Regarding where, I mean, I would love to travel to, you know, Italy, if it's going to be held there somewhere, in Europe. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I mean, anywhere outside of the United States mm-hmm. would just be amazing, because, you know, I haven't traveled a lot, so mm-hmm. That's something to experience in general. Just kind of, you know, going to different countries and seeing how the culture is there. Mm-hmm. And I think just traveling in general also just changes people, I think, as well. So it has that combination with traveling and getting closer to God. So those two aspects together is
a great,
great
mix.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
definitely.
We felt too, because we never went to Poland, and you hear people speak Polish, and just you got immersed in the mm-hmm. the culture and the architecture of the buildings, their history. You learned like what they went through, you know, the struggle, and just how God was really good and just helped them through all these struggles, that they were faithful to him, and while, you know, through the communism and stuff. So it was really inspiring to
right.
to see that in the people, that their faith mm-hmm. was strong, and in the churches that mm-hmm. we saw, and the devotion that was there was really cool. It was we got to try different foods, so it was really, really great. And I just thought of something before that Martha was saying, when you said about how the youth will be empowered to come back and to grow and to multiply. I thought of the imagery in the Bible. We've been getting it a lot these days with seeds and planting and growing. And yesterday, one of the readings was when Jesus said, the seed that falls on the rocky soil versus the seed that falls on the good soil or among the thorns. And I really liked what you said because it reminded me of the seed is the word of God. And if it's planted in your heart in good soil and you nurture it, and it'll grow and produce fruit 160-fold. So that reminded me of, like, to bear good fruit.
One aspect also that I loved the most about the World Youth Day was that growing up, the church was very traditional. You know, we had the priests and the nuns, and they were very, with the habits, and it was just a different upraising than I had what this generation is going through. And when we experienced World Youth Day, we had so many religious orders there, the priests, the friars, and the sisters, and they were amongst the young. They were bringing them life, It was just a different thing that I had seen. And this is sometimes, what we need for our youth to, feel that love, that our church is not dead, that it's alive, and that we have so many things that the youth can come back into our churches. I thought that was incredible to see how sometimes, we get upset and we say, oh, the church is too like laid back or relaxed sometimes. But many people get inspired in many ways. And our goal is always, searching Jesus and, getting ourselves to heaven. And I praise these nuns and these priests that really, they cater to the young. They know how to search and they know what they're doing. And I loved it. I love speaking to them. I know my daughters, we call ourselves nun groupies. We're always looking for them.
Yes.
Yes, we're always taking pictures with them. And we were there, and it was just amazing. We get to meet so many sisters from other parts of the country. Even though we didn't speak English, or they didn't speak English, or we didn't speak their language, just knowing that we were there for that same reason, and with that great smile that they were always giving away for free. It was just amazing. Yeah. Another thing also, when we were first approached about going World Youth Day, that they told us about Poland. I'm like, that's such a weird place to go, right? You probably go to a religious place, Mm-hmm. But then how we were educated and how it was the Year of Mercy and how Poland had gone through so many things like Katarina had said. And that they pulled it together, and how St. John Paul II, he was so forgiving after that whole incident with they tried to assassinate him, and how St. Faustina was, Jesus spoke to her, that whole, the devotion of the chaplet, it's beautiful. It came together, and hopefully the children got a lot from that, mm-hmm. How nowadays that we have to forgive and, keep going, and that's the whole God's message to us.
Yeah, I think so too. It was such a blessing we were able to go in that within that Year of Mercy to the place where the image of the Divine Mercy started, and just to the nuns and the friars, that they were having a good time, and you could see that they were joyful, and that's different than what we're used to sometimes, or we have the image in our head that priests are always serious, or they can't do certain things. And it was good to kind of see them still of course with their role, but having that joy within them and sharing it, so it's good. So what about you, Amanda? I know. what was another moment that really touched you or that you enjoyed?
I think going to Auschwitz was definitely a very special moment, because I found it so touching that we were able to go in and out so quickly when so many people never were able to get out. Mm-hmm. And they died there. Some, like St. Maximilian Kolbe, died giving his life for others, and the man who he saved his life for ended up painting and showing and creating museums for him, dedicating the rest of his life to show that St. Maximilian Kolbe saved him, and just stories like that, it's so touching to see that we walked in and out so quickly, not even thinking, oh, so many people were never able to get out of here. So many people died Auschwitz, trying to give up their life and everything.
It was just as a reminder, was the Nazi concentration camp in the 1900s when during World War II. Just so people know, it's the same thing as the concentration camp where they died, like you said.
It was very, very emotional as well. The minute you get out of the bus from the tour bus we were in, you felt the dread and the loneliness in the air. You were like, I can't even smile. This is so empowering, and it just hits you like a ton of bricks. You're like, there are no words to explain it. That it's just, you're the air and the emotion and the feeling around. You see the crumbling buildings, and you think so many people have been in there. They never walked out, and they died in there because they were special, because they believed in Jesus, because they were different than what the Nazis wanted. Mm-hmm. So that just, it reminds me that we always have to, stand out from the others, because we have Jesus in our lives, and we know that he's going to protect us, and we can go out in public and speak the truth and speak the good news of the Lord.
Even though it's hard, right, that we know that God's love will be there for us in the end. And we're going to be playing a song now, actually. The title of the song is Say a Prayer, and that's what we need a lot of times in this life to give us that strength to go through. So we're going to relax and listen to that.
It's tough, you know it isn't easy to take all alone on my own. I've thrown it all away, you can't see. It's hard to bear when you're not there. You know to me you're everything. Not much to say.
Say a prayer. Good morning. We're back. You're listening to Listen Up. Jesus is on the air. And I'm Katharina Vidi again, and thank you for listening today. Our call-in number, if you would like to call in, is 631-888-8811. And our text-in number is 516-784-6081. We'd love to hear from you how our conversation is going. If you went to the World Youth Day, that's great too. You could share with us and join in on the conversation. Or if not, you know, anything you would like to say is welcome. And I just wanted to let you know that here we are always praying for you, listeners. And if you have any prayer intentions as well, we would love to have them as well. The more that we pray, the more we could be able to help each other, and God will help us. So prayer is the best thing to help fight in this world, whatever you're going through. So we're here for you, and we love you. And know that we're always praying for you, and please keep us in your prayers as well. And okay, so we're back. We're talking about the World Youth Day experience, the pilgrimage experience in general. And we were just mentioning before, Angie, I just wanted to mention one aspect of the World Youth Day when we're at the vigil the night of when the Pope is there with the young people, and there's all people from around the world. And what is it that we do, that we could do?
So this was sort of my favorite part, when we made homemade souvenirs and we got to share it, traded off with other people from other countries around the world, and you could see like how their traditions are from other places. So like you would get pins and rosaries and little paper stuff. And I remember one thing was that I got a pin that it was a pin of the Virgin Mary that was attached with the rosary, and I remember I had that stuck on my backpack, and I would always look at it, and I forgot what country it was from, but that was like my favorite souvenir.
That's cool. Thank you. Thank you. And I remember that too, because you got to see different images of the Blessed Virgin Mary from other countries too, right? That's something that stuck out to me. I got a pin actually from South Korea. It was like the Blessed Virgin Mary, and she was wearing different clothes, and I was like, oh, like I didn't know that she like appeared there as well. And just, it's just so eye-opening to see the different cultures with the dress, and just that whole experience. So Andrea, tell us also about what we would do every day in terms of like preparing for the World Youth Day or the pilgrimage in general.
Every day we would say morning prayers from the Magnificat and evening prayers, and we would say the rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet every day, either like at a park or on the bus.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Thank you.
Oh, we also had mass every day.
Daily mass. Okay.
At different places.
Cool. And we got to see the different churches and just be there, and that was really incredible. For me, I remember Father Johnny like helping us to like kind of reflect and meditate in the morning before starting the morning prayer. It was just like very quiet, and he would guide us and just kind of not to think of other things and to take away distractions, and he would just kind of say one or two words with silence in between, and that would really help us to focus in on what the prayer was going to be, and to like invite the Holy Spirit to come into our day, like the day of pilgrimage. And like Martha said, it was a lot of traveling in the bus, a lot of walking, early mornings, late nights. So we felt sleep deprived, but also very, very recharged, right? So, but France. So our friend France is here, and she was taking pictures, which I really appreciate. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate you so much for letting me take pictures of you.
So France went on the World Youth Day too. And just tell us some things. Was this your first World Youth Day?
The Poland one was my second World Youth Day. My first World Youth Day was in 2013 at Rio de Janeiro. And I believe that your very first World Youth Day is always the most memorable. And you always gauge your first, your first one. So mm-hmm. for me, even though we were told do not compare, just let the Holy Spirit like flow through you in prayer because you get different messages, I still can't help, you know, comparing Rio de Janeiro to Poland. I mean, you got the beach, that famous beach in Rio that we stayed at, the sun, the rain, to Poland, which was like beautiful countryside. If anybody has gone to Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and you see all the farmlands and the trees there, it's exactly the same. Exactly the same. We were all talking about how in World Youth Day, when we go to Divine Mercy Shrine
in Stockbridge,
mm-hmm. it's like, no wonder they put it here. It's just so beautiful. It's just like their home. So
reminds you of Poland.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. So tell us, so you would say that your first experience with Poland was a little different because you had that excitement of it. It's your first time in Rio and just it was very exciting, right?
Yes. So with Rio, I had no idea about World Youth Day. I didn't even know about it until our parish actually told us, hey, we're going to World Youth Day. And I was like, what's World Youth Day? And I looked it up and I was kind of in shock because not everybody knows about it. Mm-hmm. And when we actually went to World Youth Day, it was not just the 3 days that everybody talks about. Different programs have been established where you can do certain things throughout World Youth Day before and after. Ours was completely different, especially the fact that we had kids at the age of 10, 11, to older people with us, Grandma Rita, shout out to you. So it was completely different, but I remember seeing young adults like camping out at the beach before we were allowed to camp out at the beach, partying it up with Matt Maher and all these other great artists that you didn't even know about that were Catholics. And, you know, Matt Maher is a Grammy Award-winning musician also who's been traveling all around and is very well-known in K-Love also. So, and to compare that with Poland, where you saw other people, like, traveling, backpacking all throughout Poland, helping out the poor there, it just is a complete different change. I always say it's like Coachella and EDC all rolled up into one, but it's the Catholic faith. I remember one time when I went to EDC that Pope Francis, there was a poster of Pope Francis, like, being held up there, and I was just like, you know, you don't realize that there are Catholics there who are seeking Jesus Christ, and you don't know where God will take you, where the Holy Spirit will find you. And all you need to do is to be open to people and to show them love and respect. And that is what I've always learned with World Youth Day.
Thank you. And was there any like particular moment that really like stuck out to you with the trip to Poland versus Brazil? Or was there like how did you grow closer to in relationship with Jesus in Poland and Fatima versus how was it different? Was there like a moment? If there wasn't a moment, that's okay too.
No, I feel that in every life, whether you're Catholic or you're just walking through or trying to figure out who you are, especially as a teen, there's always phases in your life where you don't know what's going to happen next. And with Rio, I experienced such a profound appreciation for the Catholic Church, who even with all the things that were going on in the media about the Catholic Church, they still stay true to the years of these are the things that we believe, that we believe that Jesus is in the Eucharist and that Jesus loves you. And I learned about how to encounter Jesus in Rio. And compared to Poland, where I was already learning about my faith and Jesus was already, you know, moving through my life, to compare myself in Rio de Janeiro, it was completely different. But also, it was amazing because it was all about divine mercy. That even when you were fallen away and you were a cradle Catholic, just like, what book was that? Do you remember what book? Dr. Scott Hahn, there you go, would say in the Last Supper, he would always say that Jesus is just waiting for you. He's just waiting for an encounter. And that encounter will turn into a relationship, just like any other relationship. I had to grow in relationship with every single person here right now, but it all started with an encounter, you know.
And we're still growing in still relationship growing. With one another.
Exactly. And it's never changing. It's never ending. And I appreciate hanging out with teens like Amanda, because they give me so much strength, because they are in high school right now or even in college. If you guys are in college, shout out to you guys, because I don't know how I would have survived without my friends in college, because you guys are going through the same thing and you're just trying to figure stuff out. And it's always one step closer and one step easier if you have people around you who are also trying to find Jesus. And I didn't think about it when I was going to school, but with people like Amanda, they always are like, yeah, Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me in the test. I was like, how strong is your faith, girl? Jesus is my best friend. I've never even heard of that when I was in high school. I was just like, I don't have best friends. I was like the little Asian girl in the corner that was so quiet.
I would write on my test so my teachers would give me extra points. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. So why don't you give me a good grade? Like an extra 2 points.
And it's just those little things where you can implement Jesus in your life and always, you know, pray that you are up to the challenge when the Holy Spirit puts you in a situation where maybe it's not very friendly, and the fact that you're a Christian is just like, oh, and you're like targeted, like, oh my gosh, you know, like I need questions now. And I knew for a fact when I was growing in my faith, I would be like super scared to even confront those things. And I would go straight to like a priest in my parish. I always loved my parish priest. And I would always ask them different questions. And they're just like, oh my gosh, Franz, just calm down, relax. But Amanda gets that a lot too.
Yeah, I'm exactly like that. I'll always ask my priest questions. Hey. That's am I allowed to do this? Would Jesus get upset if I do that?
The good old what would Jesus do, that that works, do. Right?
Yeah, and definitely. And definitely that would help with the fact that in World Youth Day, when those times when you're so isolated, that you could go back and look at those pictures, like Martha said, and be...
Remember.
And just remember. Just like I had to remember all the things that Andrea was talking about, those little... like trinkets that we, yeah, the souvenirs, because you never know what would trigger and what the Holy Spirit would use to help you and give you an encouraging word.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought of, I was just reflecting on the World Youth Day, and sometimes you go on a pilgrimage and you see like the fruits of it afterwards. It could be like years and years afterwards, or you're still trying to understand certain places that you've gone to, or you know, it might touch you afterwards. You just be walking one day or at work, and then just like you're brought back to like when you were there, and then things just kind of come together. And I was just thinking about the my experience last year and how I didn't even know that this radio show was going to happen or what was going to happen. And I feel like without me even knowing the future, like I had no idea that this was going to continue and that Dr. Chufo and Dr. Palmer would pass away, that God was preparing me to do this ministry. And I'm just so grateful and blessed and happy every day to be here. And I think that going on a trip with Martha, with France, with Amanda, with meeting new people and just really growing in the faith really helps you to take the next steps and to bring it to other people. And I'm just so happy and grateful. I just think about that. And so,
oh, amen.
Well, like, I remember when me and Megan and Brian went to the beach, and we were celebrating Megan's birthday, and it just kind of brought me back. Like, I was like laying out in the sun, and it just brought me back to my, oh my gosh, Rio de Janeiro, the beach. You never know how thankful I am that the sun is here. I have friends. Like, if you ask me, like whatever years ago, that it would be friends with DJ Megan C over here, I would have been like, you're crazy, you're so crazy, she's so hyper and nice, like I cannot keep up with her. So but God puts people in your play, in
your life.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. <Right? Yeah. laughs> Thank you for helping me out with that. But yeah, and Megan, like when we came back from World Youth Day Poland and you saw Katarina, yeah, for the first time, how did she seem to you?
Oh my gosh.
From what I remember, Katarina seemed very at peace and very she seemed very happy with herself and God. And And I think I do remember, Kat, you did, like, tell me about
Auschwitz?
Yes, oh, okay. and what you experienced there. And I was, like, taken back by, like, everything that you were telling me. I was, like, moved by and touched. And I wasn't even there. And just by what she was saying, really, I was like, wow, that's, you know.
Oh, cool.
And again, you know, everyone's experience, hearing about it definitely really moves me and really makes me eager to want to go myself and, yeah, experience it for sure.
So when you researched World Youth Day, because you've never been,
right,
but you've had these like conversations that you've overheard and you researched it,
mm-hmm,
if you had to choose which World Youth Day to go to, which World Youth Day would you have wanted to go to?
That was held
previously.
Because I'm trying to remember which locations I saw.
Well, there was Denver.
Right.
There was Toronto.
Right, Toronto.
There was Rome. There was
probably
Spain.
The Rome,
probably
Rome.
Probably Rome, but also from what you were saying, France, Rio de Janeiro sounds absolutely amazing. So I would say definitely Rome, Rio. I mean, they're kind of like at the line there. I would say, mm-hmm, Rome.
And Rome? Well,
yes.
Hopefully it'll go back, but in, when is it, 2019?
Yes.
World Youth Day is going to be held in Panama.
Mm-hmm. In January, because it's too hot.
it's in January?
Yeah,
oh,
it's part of the southern hemisphere, so our winters are their summers.
Right.
And our summers are even hotter summers over there.
Wow.
So I am praying that I get to go. So I've already started saving up for that. I know a lot of people who want to go to World Youth Day are starting to like think about it, mm-hmm, reflect on it, pray about it, if they are supposed to go to Panama. And it's going to be a great experience. Amanda, what are some of the things that you would want to experience in Panama? Just in general, just being in that country.
Well, I love Panama. So I would definitely, I would love to go with my school, especially. My school would be going because we go. I go to a Catholic school.
What school do you go to?
I go to Kellenberg Memorial High School in Uniondale, which is run by the Marianist Society, the Marianist Brothers. So my school offers the 11th graders and the 12th graders to go, and I would love to go with them, to go with the school, and the school greatly impacts me because I'm always praying at the school. They have so many activities and clubs where we get to go through our faith and grow even more than than normal. So I would love to go with them and to grow with my peers, my friends, see how they grow, because I've definitely grown from this Poland World Youth Day. So going to Panama, and I'm not too sure, but I think it's the year of Mary, correct? They have the Mary devotion for Panama.
We'll research that.
Yeah, we'll research that.
They do, actually. There's like three sentences that in preparation for that World Youth Day, and it's centered around what the Blessed Mother said or points in her life. So like the first year in preparation, I think it's
we'll look that up.
It's like the Annunciation, I believe. It's the Lord has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that's like to reflect on that. And then the second year, I don't remember what it is, but I guess.
So if anybody knows out there, please text us or call in, because we need some help here.
Yeah,
research that.
Just to remember that the Blessed Mother visited her cousin Elizabeth, how she was there when had to watch her son die a terrible death on the cross, and just, you know, the anguish and suffering that she went through, and how she's there with us in our suffering, because and she knew that that's what had to happen, but she said yes to God's will, and you know, so that would be great to remember in preparation for Panama, for the fun, but also to remember that as well. So we have about, you know, a couple of minutes here, 4 minutes to wrap it up. But let's just go around and just share what really touched everyone today, or if you learned anything new. We'll start with you, Amanda. Did you? You're excited for the next World Youth Day.
I am very excited for the next World Youth Day.
Remembering
all the good memories we had, all the sacrifices we definitely made while going to this past one. I remember we did the 14-mile walk to get to the campsite. That was hurry.
Yeah, and there was a lot of people, and it was hot. Remember, people were pushing each other.
No one doubted, though. We were all walking happy through, no matter how many times we were like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna faint. I have no water left. I feel like a little packed sardine. But people were singing and rejoicing and praying to God, and
praying the rosary while walking.
So
yeah.
I enjoy moments like that. Like, we're all suffering. We can all feel each other dying. But we empower through, and we were like, okay, God, you can get us there. Let's go. So he gives us a little jump start. So I'm excited for that. If God allows me to go, you know, God's providence. So.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
It's awesome.
What about you, Megan, or in France, and Martha too?
Oh. No, and again, I mean, I'm just touched by everyone's, hearing everybody's experience. And I actually didn't know. I didn't realize about what you guys were saying about the walking and like really like.
Strenuous.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was like that for some reason, and so that was a little surprising to hear. But I guess, you know, but it more so like there's a reason for to go through that and experience that, right? And
it's like, I guess it's like a metaphor for your journeying spiritually. You're getting closer to Christ, but then also physically too,
since
physically, mentally, spiritually, all combined
together.
And it helps with everyday life, because
exactly.
Every day you struggle
right.
why, the reasons, and everything like that. But there's always a good ending. And every day,
exactly.
just be thankful to God that you've experienced something and you know that He's always working even though you don't see it.
Right.
And that's pretty much what it is.
Exactly. Yep.
I'm so grateful for World Youth Day. I will never forget it. It was actually my best. I was thinking it was a vacation. But it, I mean, from now on, I always say I'm never going to go to a vacation. I'm going to go to do something religious.
Pilgrimage.
Because it transformed me. It brought out another side of my husband that I've never seen. And he was just funny was the whole time that we were there.
Yeah.
I was blessed. I was blessed to have, you know, Father Johnny with us, who really prepared us. And, you know, encountering that with the other parents and these kids that just made it awesome. Our youth and then the young adults. And coming back and just seeing how they changed and they talked about it. Mm-hmm. And other kids from the parish were impacted by that, and they wanted to search God. So it was just something I will never forget. And I thank you, Katarina.
Oh,
you're amazing.
Thank you.
For this ministry is just, I'm like overwhelmed just looking at you.
Thank you.
God
thank
bless you, Katarina.
Thank
Continue.
You guys for coming. God bless you. Thank you, listeners, for listening today. And tune in next week. Have a great weekend. Okay. That's it. Oh, we have 2 minutes? Okay, well, 2 minutes. Andrea, let's, what about you? Let's mention something.
So as Amanda was saying about that 14-mile walk, how we were all huddled together. I remember my mom, she was like, hold on to my backpack before I lose you in the crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
And how people, like policemen, they were going over fences, throwing apples at people, and water bottles, and water bottles, and I was like,
to keep us nourished on the walk.
Yeah, and I was like, I can't eat them because I can't have apples, so I was starving.
Oh, you have allergies.
People were eating apples. I'm like, water. I have water to eat. That was a very.
So that was a sacrifice for you too, right? Especially.
Yes.
Good.
That was a great day.
That's it. We're done. But thank you so much. And God bless you.